I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Coming up, the Unger Report, solutions for those of us left out of the reality TV loop. First, though, there's a new effort to crack down on internet piracy. The Justice Department has announced a new intellectual property task force to protect against the trading of music and movies on the net. Despite shutting down a few websites and the prosecution of a number of swappers, nothing has actually managed to slow down file sharing. In fact, new studies show that the practice known as peer-to-peer or P2P, is actually on the rise. Earlier, I talked with day-to-day technology and culture expert Shenny Jardin. She's keeping an eye on all this for us. What is what's called P2P, peer-to-peer technology and file sharing?
Well, on the internet, peer-to-peer means a kind of network that allows users who may be in many different places to connect with each other and to share files that could mean music or movies, but there's also applications for science, for medicine, for all kinds of research.
And this is different from, say, emailing me something or... How is it different?
It is, because if you and I were members of a peer-to-peer network, we would each have the same kind of software on our computers, and you could effectively browse files that I have on my hard drive and say, oh, I think I'd like to borrow this one from Shenny, and you can pull a copy from me that way. And some examples of specific applications would be, say, Napster, Kazaa, Morpheus, Blubster, Nutella. They have some pretty funny names.
How many people are doing this?
By various estimates, some 60 million people in the United States use peer-to-peer software to share files, and downloading this past year increased, some estimates peg it at 40%.
And review for us where things stand now. There's a problem here with intellectual property rights, or the people who own those rights perceive a problem.
Right. P2P has become a great cause for concern by major software companies, the recording industry, and the movie industry. They claim that unauthorized sharing of copyrighted materials is costing them money. The Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, launched a string of lawsuits against individual P2P users, and they say music CD sales dropped to $11.2 billion in 2003, and that's down from a high of 13.2 in 2000. So they consider that a big drop, but then a report was recently released by two American economists that say just the opposite, that in fact file sharing creates music fans and has in fact helped CD sales.
This is a cause of great concern in Hollywood, in the entertainment industry. And it's coming to be this month in Washington, in Congress, because, as you have been reporting, there are big efforts underway to create legislative solutions to what the industry perceives as a problem.
Right. There's been intense lobbying efforts on Capitol Hill by representatives of the entertainment industry against digital piracy. And just this last month, two big things happened. In the House, the Piracy Deterrence and Education Act of 2004, H.R. 4077, was put forth, and this was approved unanimously by a House Judiciary Subcommittee. If this becomes law, it could punish file sharers with up to 3 years in jail for the first offense, up to 6 years for repeat offenses. Effectively, it would criminalize P2P in a way that it isn't now. On the other side of Capitol Hill, in the Senate, Senators Orrin Hatch of Utah and Patrick Leahy of Vermont introduced what's known as the Pirate Act, Protecting Intellectual Rights Against Theft and Expropriation Act of 2004. This would give the Justice Department powers that it does not currently have, powers to take civil action against individual file sharers.
And what is the reaction in the online community to all of this?
While both of these bills are still a long way from becoming laws, there is great concern among internet service providers. They're concerned that it would create new liability for them. Peer-to-peer advocates and civil libertarians say the law already provides plenty of ways to punish piracy. But if the Department of Justice assumes a new role of taking action against individual file swappers, they argue that this effectively burdens taxpayers with protecting the commercial interests of the entertainment industry. So P2P fans want to see less emphasis on new punitive actions and more emphasis on the government encouraging dialogue between both camps so that there can be some kind of solution that gets artists paid and allows people to enjoy music conveniently.
Shani Jardin covers technology and culture for Wired News and for us at Day to Day. Shani, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you, Alex.